はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようリジャイナ、
夏子です。
ピーター here、
よしです。
違うでしょ。
Every once in a while, it's all good, right, Natsuko-san? We are back with beginner lesson number 119. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Natsuko-san, what are we looking at today?
これ野球ですか?
And what's on the grammar menu today?
We're going to look at imperatives.
How much fun are these, Yoshi-san?Almost as much fun as talking about what you want to do. This has to be number two or number one.
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, well, we're joking around now. But yes, actually, we want to warn you. When using this type of Japanese, you have to be extremely careful. It is very strong, and Japan is a society based on politeness. So when to use this and when not to use this is a very sticky issue. Here, we're talking about a baseball team.First, we're going to start off with players cheering for another player. Then the coach will be giving orders to the player. So please listen to how the coach is speaking and how the player responds. Again, we're going to look at politeness level in addition to the grammar point. With that said, let's take a look at today's lesson. Here we go.
頑張れ!頑張れ!走れ!走れ!行け!やった!ギリギリセーフだった。よっしゃ、君の出番だ。ホームランを打ってくれ。
わかりました。打ってきます。
ストライク。ストライク。ストライク。三振、バットアウト。ゲームセット。
あともう少しでホームランだったのに、惜しかったな。
いや、それは無理だと思うけど。まあ、いっか。明日があるさ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
頑張れ、頑張れ。
走れ、走れ。行け。やった。ギリギリセーフだった。よっしゃ、君の出番だ。ホームランを打ってくれ。
わかりました。打ってきます。
ストライク、ストライク、ストライク、三振、バッター、アウト、ゲームセット。
あと、もう少しで、ホームランだったのに、惜しかったな。
いや、それは無理だと思うけど、ま、いいか、明日があるさ。次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
頑張れ!頑張れ!
You can do it! Hang in there!
走れ!走れ!行け!
Run! Run! Go!
やった!ギリギリセーフだった!
Yes! He just made it!
よっしゃ!君の出番だ!ホームランを打ってくれ!
Alright! Your turn! Hit me a home run!
わかりました!打ってきます!
Got it! I'll hit one!
ストライク、ストライク、ストライク、三振、バットアウト、ゲームセット。
ストライク、ストライク、ストライク、three strikes, batters out. That's the ball game.
あともう少しでホームランだったのに、惜しかったな。
I almost had a home run. I almost had it.
いや、それは無理だと思うけど。まあ、いっか、明日があるさ。
I think that's unlikely, but hey, it's okay. Tomorrow's another day. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation. I know she loved this one. Who doesn't love baseball?
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか?
Yoshi-san, 本当に惜しかったんですか?
もうあとちょっとでホームランでした。あと1インチぐらいで。
ああ、でも負けちゃったんですね。
Okay, okay. English, please. Natsuko-san, what did you say?
I asked him if he almost had it.
And Yoshi-san, what did you respond?
I said, yes, I almost had it, just by 1 inch.
And I said, but you lost anyway.
Natsuko, you're such an optimist.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yes, tomorrow's another day. This is just one thing we're going to look at when we take a closer look at the vocab and get into the dialogue. We're going to take apart this dialogue. Now, first things first, let's look at the vocab. That way, it'll make going through the dialogue that much easier. Natsuko-san, what's the first word we had?
Yatta.
Past tense of?
Yaru.
To do. Break it down.
Yatta. Yatta.
Now, in this context here, it means to have achieved something positive. To do something and have a good result. Yatta.
Yes.
Yoshi-san, have you had this feeling lately?
Every day.
Wow.
What are you doing every day?
You know, I wake up in the morning and look at this beautiful world and I say to myself, Yatta.
Natsuko-san, can you help me out here?
Very positive.
Very positive?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know, Yoshi's just that positive person. He made it through another day, so he's happy with the results.
You know, it didn't really make any sense. I finally got a date with someone I really like. Then I can say, Yatta! Deito da!
I did it. I got it. If you achieve a really good result, you get into the university you wanted to, you get the score results in the mail.
Yatta! Gokaku da!
Come on, I don't believe it. A little more emotion in there, Natsuko-san.
Yatta! Gokaku da!
There it is. But we'll take a closer look at this when we get into the dialogue. Next we had Yoshi-san.
Giri giri.
Barely. Just.
Giri. Giri. Giri giri.
Can you give us an example sentence here?
電車の時間にギリギリ間に合った.
I just made the train. Next we have Natsuko-san.
Safe.
Safe.
Se-e-fu. Safe.
Comes from the baseball term, to be safe, but it's also used in other contexts. Next we have.
De-ban.
Turn, as in one's turn. It's your turn.
De-ba-n. De-ban.
Yoshi-san, can we get an example sentence? And how about something with karaoke?
彼は今歌の出番を待っています.
He is waiting for his turn to sing. I hate it when my turn comes to sing at karaoke.
Why?
Because I'm bad. Really bad. And it's like a contest over here. Everybody watches you. Nobody sings together. It's like they pass you the mic. Mm-hmm. They get out their pens and paper. Scary. So I don't like my deban. Natsuko-san, how about you?
Me neither.
Yoshi-san?
I like it.
Yeah, we knew you would. Even all the lights in the studio point towards you. He comes in before and points them all his way. Okay, next we have.
Strike.
Strike, from the baseball term.
Strike. Strike.
Three strikes is?
Sanshin.
Three strikes. And this means you're out.
Sanshin. Sanshin.
Finally, on the vocab list, we have.
Oshi.
Almost. Nice try.
Oshii. Oshii.
Regrettable. Now, I remember this word because I searched for it for so long. I was watching a soccer game with a Japanese friend,
mm-hmm.
and the team he was rooting for
yes.
was down by a goal. And with a few minutes left, they almost scored, but the ball sailed over the crossbar.
Yeah.
And at that time, he said,
Oshii.
Almost.
Yes.
We almost had it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's embedded in my brain. I haven't forgot it since that day because I always wanted to know what Japanese word was for close, mm-hmm. almost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose and it's a close game or if you just barely lose or you lose by some kind of unforeseen circumstances or a last minute change in the score or something, it's that time.
惜しかった.
Can we get an example sentence?
こんな素晴らしい人をなくすなんて惜しいことをした.
To lose such an amazing person... What a regrettable thing. It's not limited to sports, which we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It actually covers a wide range of things.
Yes.
So Yoshi almost got the part for the new drama on JTV.
Ah, 惜しかった.
And I would say, よかった. Because we don't want him to leave, right? Sorry, Yoshi. Now that we have the vocab covered, let's take a look at today's dialogue. Now, we usually give you the grammar point at the end of the lesson, but what we're going to do today is cover the grammar point before we get into the dialogue. Since we're going to be using the grammar point over and over, we think that this may be a bit more beneficial. Now, we'd love to hear your feedback. Please let us know as much as possible. Tell us if you like this format. Natsuko-san, we're talking about imperatives.
Yes.
Do it, do it, do it. In Japanese, the strongest. There are a bunch of ways to tell people to do something.
Yes.
Today, we're talking about the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
What class of verbs are we looking at today?
Class 1, right?
Correct. Now, to form the imperative of class 1 verbs, you change the final syllable from the U column to the E column. Did that make sense? Let's give you an example.
聞く.
To listen. Ku is from the U column. What's the corresponding A column?
Ke.
So, 聞く becomes?
聞け.
Ordering someone, listen. By going through the dialogue, we're going to exemplify this over and over. Natsuko-san, what's the first line of the dialogue?
頑張れ!頑張れ!
Both the player and coach are cheering the batter on, supporting the batter by saying, you can do it, hang in there, you can do it. Here we have the imperative. Now, what is the dictionary form of this verb?
頑張る!
Again, from the U column. It ends in?
る!
Now we jump to the A column.
れ!
So, 頑張る becomes?
頑張れ!
Now, this particular imperative is heard quite a lot.
Yes, I think it's the most frequently used imperatives in Japanese.
Definitely. Not just sporting events, tests. You're going to talk to someone. You're going to try and hit on someone, a guy or a girl. Your friends may support you. 頑張れ!
Cheering up someone. 頑張れ!
Or trying difficult task.
Mm-hmm.
Used in all kinds of situations.
Yes. So this particular expression is not so strong.
It doesn't have that edge to it that some of the other ones will.
Yes, right.
But again, it's context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have the player and the coach yelling, go, 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 followed by?
走れ、走れ、行け!
So the batter just hit the ball, and then the coach starts to yell, run, run! So we have the imperative here. What's the dictionary form of to run?
走る.
And it becomes?
走れ.
Two times in a row. And also, when you're cheering someone on, the third imperative is kind of a general one.
Yes.
That takes on whatever you want that person to do. Mm-hmm. Swim faster, run faster, bat better. Whatever you want that person to do, this one takes care of it.
行け!
Charge! Again, what's the dictionary form here?
行く.
And we go from the U column back to the A column. So, 行く becomes?
行け.
Okay, then we have...
やった!
Hearing this... shows that the batter was safe. He was able to reach base. He was able to achieve something positive. And that's where this comes in. Yatta. Followed by?
Girigiri safe datta.
Here's the compounding explanation. He just made it in time. He was just barely safe. Followed by?
Yosha.
Yoshi-san, what's this?
It's shouting to yourself. Yes. Like something like that.
Something good happened. Or from this point on, something good is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You got your wind. You got your second wind. You have your first wind. You're ready for something positive to happen. Yosha! Then we have?
Kimi no deban da.
Again, coach speaking to a player. And that's why he's saying?
Kimi no deban da.
He can refer to the player as Kimi because he's in a higher social status. And again, just because you're in a higher social status doesn't give you the right to use this word, but it's a team structure. So is there is that kind of very strong... leadership role that the coach has, and that's why he's able to use it here. Again, don't go around using this, referring to other people, unless you're extremely intimate and this has happened before. But even in that case, we can't really recommend you do this. Again, we want to let you know about this because you hear it in anime all the time and you'll hear it in other different kinds of situations. Next we have,
ホームランを打ってくれ.
Hit me a home run. This is actually giving an order, but requesting it very strongly. Asking for someone else to do it for him.
Yes.
Which is a very unique concept.
Yes, right. It's almost like begging for a favor.
Yeah. Do it for me.
Yes, right. Like that.
And this is a construction that, again, doesn't have the edge, the same edge as an imperative, but it is another way of giving someone an order. Now, the way we construct this is we use the verb kureru, which translated means to be given. And it's a standard class 2 verb. So how would you politely say, please hit it for me?
打ってくれますか?
Kureru is in its polite form. But when you cut everything off and you only have kure. It's extremely strong.
Yes.
In many dramas, you will see
帰ってくれ
Please go home. Please leave here is the translation, but it actually means please give me leaving.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Really interesting. Please give me this, but in a very forceful way, you're asking for it.
Yes. Demanding.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi-san, 黙ってくれ See, you can tell by Natsuko's reaction that while it seems more politer than an imperative, it is quite strong. Yoshi-san?
It's very nice. Very, very nice.
Maybe better than damare, but the same meaning.
Yeah, which translates to shut up. So again, we just want to give you this nuance that it's quite strong when spoken outside one circle and even in one circle. Again, here, the relationship is between the coach and the batter. And this is best exemplified by the batter's answer. Again, the coach is speaking in imperatives. Do this, do that, do that. And Natsuko-san, what does the batter say?
わかりました。
In polite Japanese, I understand. Again, here's where the politeness level starts to come into play. Two people on different social status levels. So again, things all tie in. Okay, we're running short on time. We want to look at one last thing here. This final expression. Natsuko-san?
明日がある。
Literally translated, it means there is tomorrow. But when you interpret it, it comes out to tomorrow's another day.
Yes.
It's an expression used by optimists to find the silver lining in a situation.
Yes, it's like, don't worry.
Yeah. And you'll hear this. It's actually a name of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone see that movie?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't really...
Oh, did you see it?
No. So you'll see it in many places. Again, it's kind of an idiomatic phrase. Okay, with that said, we want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, there is a lot to go over today. The lesson was long, so much in there. Really, stop by, check out the PDF. Also, stop by the Learning Center. Inside the Learning Center, we have material to bring it all together. Quizzes, test yourself, reinforce it, listen to the line by line over and over and over again. This is a really good conversation, so I think you really want to hear it over and over again. Plus, Yoshi-san is going to explain any baseball questions you have.
Yatta!
So with that said, that's going to do it for today. Sorry, I'm getting a little too excited. With that said, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。